Scientists have long been considering the best ways to improve river flow so fish can migrate and reproduce. One option is removing dams, which prevent fish from traveling. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports a community in Wilmington, Delaware, has been fighting against dam removal efforts along the Brandywine River.
Bob Herker has lived in the gated community known as Brandywine Falls for 3 years. He only has to look through his floor-to-ceiling windows to enjoy the peaceful views of the Brandywine River. There's wildlife like geese and other birds, and trees and rocks adorn a glistening river. Residents say the best feature, though, is the rustling waterfall, created by a dam built in the 19th century. Herker says visitors to the neighboring Alapoca State Park often picnic by the waterfall.
It's very peaceful. The sound is very pleasing. It's a tremendous natural feature of this area, and there are a lot of people who hike up there to enjoy it.
But residents like Herker are worried about the dam's future. There's a push from city and state agencies and environmental groups to remove some dams along the Brandywine. And there's many reasons why. Some are simply falling apart. Dams may also compound storms by lifting rising water even higher. And they stop fish like American shad from migrating and ultimately reproducing. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is now examining the dam in Herker's neighborhood. That study will determine whether the dam is a good candidate for removal. Residents like Jim Carrington believe the dam should remain because of its historical significance.
I feel very impassioned about the history of the area, the famous families in this area.
A few similar dams on the Brandywine are owned by the Hagley Museum, which sits on property formerly owned by the DuPonts. The museum hasn't approved removal of those dams because they're seeking a historical designation for them. Jim Shanahan is the executive director for the Brandywine River Restoration Trust. The environmental advocacy group has been leading the charge to restore fish passage along the Brandywine, and that includes dam removal in some cases.
It is for the greater good.
When the city of Wilmington removed a dam in 2019, scientists tracked the movement of American shad all the way to Canada. Two more dams have recently got the okay for removal. Shanahan says he believes the benefits of removing dams outweigh the losses.
These benefits that accrue, such as habitat restoration and saving of a particular species, or improving public safety, reducing flooding, that all these benefits together on one side of the ledger far, far outweigh the interest of a select group of people to view or listen to a man-made element that is over a couple hundred years old.
The dam in the Brandywine Falls neighborhood is owned by both the city and the state. But residents say they too should have a say and don't believe there's been enough community input. Jerry Kaufman has been researching the Brandywine dams for 20 years. He's the director of the University of Delaware's Water Resources Center. He says not only do dams prevent fish passage, but they can exacerbate storms by elevating the water even higher.
Humans like to control nature with the dams, and this is the negative effect of doing that. And I don't know if it's irony or paradox, but we got hit with the largest flood in 2 centuries. That was Ida. That was a lesson to me, that we need to address this now, otherwise the next one that comes down, it could be a catastrophe.
He says the fight boils down to who owns the river.
Is it a small group that lives along it and enjoys dam number 5? Who owns the river? The people own the river from bank to bank, not any one group. So this is a bigger issue.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is studying the feasibility of removing the dam in the Brandywine Falls community before any decision is made. Alternatives could include building rock ladders to help shad pass. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.